This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Kia ora. On today's show, we are talking to Kate from Real Parents, a Christchurch organisation that has recently moved into the Selwyn area. With parenting and youth mental health being a hot topic of the moment, we thought we'd take time to chat to the experts. So, welcome Kate.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
So Kate, it'd be lovely to just know a bit about Real Parents, like how it all started, because as I understand it, you're a collection of professionals, so it'd be really interesting to know how you kind of all got together, and then we can kind of talk about what the organisation does.
Awesome, yeah, cool. So Real Parents was founded by the amazing Anna Mowat and Dr. Dean Sutherland, and so they saw a need for having a space for real parents, basically. So the name says it all. There's a big emphasis on being real. We all, as professionals, have children ourselves, so we are very passionate about sharing our own stories and challenges of how hard parenting can actually be. So there's a big emphasis on that within the space.
So did you all come together organically? So you have a founder, obviously, Anna. So did she start out kind of collecting people, or did you kind of all just come together in kind of an organic process?
I love that she collected people. It kind of feels like she did. I guess one of the main things we have done for a long time at Real Parents is deliver incredible years. And so with that, we often we have a contract with the Ministry of Education to deliver that program. And we often have a number of programs, and so we need a number of facilitators to be able to deliver the program. And so I guess that's how we've become a bigger team, is that there's been more facilitators come on board, and they also support with our coaching service as well, our one-on-one coaching service. So I guess a bit of both to answer your question. A little bit of collecting and a little bit of just happening naturally.
Perfect. And so just tell me a little bit more about the services that you provide. So you've got coaching services.
Yeah, cool. So we've got our coaching services, which are one-on-one with parents. There is a charge for parents to do that service. But it's very individualised, specific to their needs and what they're after. We also, as I said, run Incredible Years parenting programs, which is, like I said, funded by the Ministry of Education. They are for parents of 3 to 8 year olds, and it's a 14-week program, so quite a commitment. But its length is definitely a strength of its for the fact that people can really get a lot from that program in that time. Another new program, one of our own programs that we've recently not long started, is called Parenting at Your Best, and that's an online program. We saw a need for parents really needing that, they're really wanting that online service. People live busy lives now, and so that's a 4-session program online, so you can do it in your jammies.
And so when I was just looking at your website and looking at Incredible Years, I note that it's quite a popular program. I think it got quite a long waiting list.
Yeah, it is a really popular program. Yep, there is often wait times depending on what area you live in, where you kind of are, when in the year you you get yourself on the wait list. For the fact that it's a 14-week program, they kind of run the first half of the year and then there's one the second half. So if you kind of put your name down just as one starts, it might be a bit of a wait for sure.
So how do people find out about that program? Is that something that they might be introduced to by like another organization or doctors or?
Yeah, all of the above. There's definitely lots of ways people find out about Incredible Years. It might be through schools or preschools, through, GPs, word of mouth of other parents having done the program and telling their friends, you know, it's a great program and you should give it a go, or other organisations for sure. Yeah.
Cool. So just looking at your work, you deal with children of all ages. So what, and this might be quite a tricky question or quite a big question maybe, but what are some of the problems you find as children tend to age?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess there is challenges at every age, isn't there? And I think that's something that parents who come along to us note, that actually, and I myself as a parent also note that the phases are never ending, are they? So you kind of get through one phase and then you come across a new phase. Some of the things that we really notice are around temperament, so our own temperament and the temperament of our child, and whether that's quite different or this quite similar. So that can create issues in both scenarios. So sometimes that can create challenges, you know, when we have a little mini me kind of looking back at you and you're like, oh, this is hard. And so that can create some challenges. Expectations, I think, can sometimes create some really big challenges too. So our own expectations that we're going to have this parenting thing down packed, and also our expectations on our children. And sometimes we forget just how little they are, and how they haven't been in this world that long or as long as we have. And so really just having a look at our expectations and their expectations, and whether that needs some tweaking. Do we need to actually get our expectations closer to our reality? Can sometimes really help. I also think, and Anna talks a lot about this too, is that often we just assume that parenting is going to be easy and it's going to come naturally. It's, you know, something that a lot of people do, and we just think it's going to be easy, I guess, and then we find out it's really not. It's actually really hard. And I often talk to parents about the fact that I feel like I spend so much of my time talking about parenting to parents, or, you know, parenting my own child, and it is still really hard.
Are there any particular ages that you would say are more difficult? Because we hear like the terrible twos and things like that. Is there any stage that you're like, oh, that's the tough one?
Yeah, I feel like every stage, eh? Like, and yeah, like our toddlers can obviously bring some real challenges as their frontal cortex is coming online, and then it goes back offline when they're teens, and then, you know, that's really challenging too. I haven't reached that stage in my parenting journey yet, but it looks hard. It sounds hard. So I think, yeah, I think there's loads of different times when it can be challenging, and depending on other external things that are going on in people's lives too, you know, we go through more stressful times, which when we have that added stuff going on in the background makes parenting even harder. We don't do it in isolation, do we? We always have other things going on too.
Cool. So just thinking about young people today and just looking at some of the issues that they're facing, because obviously we've had kind of COVID, online learning, with all sorts of things going on in the world that children get to hear about. What do you think some of the main issues are that kind of children or young people are facing at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think you've already named quite a few of them. Hey, those things are really hard for our young people. And I think just in general, the online world, like digitally, they have so much more exposure and so much more around that world that we didn't have. And so that's hard for us as parents too, because we are trying to figure it out and learn when actually they usually know more than we do. So that makes it really tricky. So I think that digital world is really hard and does create issues, you know, when we think about things like friendship issues or bullying and the fact that we're just always connected and so those things kind of follow us. I think that can be really tricky. But then also the digital world brings so much goodness too, hey, and there's so many strengths within that too. And I think it's really cool that our young people are so digitally up with it and how great that's going to be for their future too. I think, yeah, there are a lot of pressures around being, you know, online, looking a certain way, and we only see snippets of people's lives and we kind of assume that that's how their reality is. I think that's really hard on our young people, that they kind of look up to that. And, you know, it might have been that we used to want to be like auntie, you know, I was trying to think of a name. I was like Auntie Amy, thinking of, you know, looking up to Auntie Amy and wanting to be like her. Where now it might be that we're looking up to an influencer or a YouTuber and really wanting to be like them, when actually we don't even know who that person is and we're only seeing just this tiny little glimpse of their world. So yeah, but I think it's really important that we focus on our young people's strengths as well, because they have some amazing strengths. So obviously that space in the digital world, that is going to create some amazing things for our young people. They are also super inclusive. You know, when we look at our young people these days, they are really inclusive. They're really focused on the environment, a lot of them. So there's some real good stuff there for our young people too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree that the landscape has changed for young people. Like if I think back to experiences at school, I can't imagine that you kind of have this device that you take away from school and literally it's still there. But also, as you say, it opens up opportunities and, yeah, experiences that probably would not have had. So, yeah, there's always pluses and minuses. But, yeah, I definitely think it's also in the media at the moment that social media and the influence on children can be negative, but as you point out, can also be positive. And I guess it's children's awareness of social media and how they learn to interact with it, I guess, is something that maybe parents have to also navigate. So have you got any advice for parents who are maybe finding that digital kind of experience challenging?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, not only do we need to be keeping up with what like they're doing, but also we need to be figuring out how to manage that. Like there's a lot there, hey. And I think sometimes that can feel like more than you can actually manage. And I think that always comes back to one of the key things we always talk about here at Real Parents is relationships and having those strong relationships with our young people. And the more that we can do that, the more that we can trust that they are going to come to us when they've got an issue. So, you know, really reinforcing that if something doesn't feel right, to come to you as a parent. So that all comes back to that relationship and having that space where they can come back to that. Yeah.
Difficult question, but do you feel with parenting now with children having access to social media that... because you can have, I guess you can approach it in a number of ways. You could be a parent who maybe wants to monitor everything their child does or restrict a lot of access to social media. Or you could be the other way and I'll approach it and let my child kind of decide what they want to do, but I'll try and educate them as much as possible. What's your kind of feeling around that?
Yeah, for sure. And I would say I'm definitely no expert in this space. And actually, you know, there is some amazing agencies and places out there that specifically look at this, keeping our kids safe online. But once again, I think it kind of comes back to parenting in general and how we monitor everything. Hey, so whether that's restricting sweet treats or, you know, certain foods or, you know, how we restrict so many parts of our parenting. And I think it's all about balance. And once again, relationships. So having that relationship with our children where they feel like they can come to you if something doesn't feel right. And also trusting your gut and going with that. So, you know, being up with the play and seeing what they're doing. And yeah, there might be some restrictions restrictions there, but there also might be some space for some compromise or for letting them kind of have some space to figure it out themselves, because otherwise there becomes a time when they are going to be out in the big world, hey, and so we need to let them do that in a safe kind of way. Does that kind of make sense?
Perfect sense. So just looking at coming back to real parents. So you've collaborated with the Selwyn Youth Hub, which I'm quite excited about, because being in Rolleston, we've got all these new services that are coming kind of to Rolleston and the Selwyn area. So are you able to tell us a bit more about that youth hub and what's there to help young people?
I completely understand that excitement. I grew up in Selwyn myself, so I completely hear you. And so the Selwyn Youth Hub came about because there was a, it was seen that the growing youth population out there, as we all probably know, is getting bigger, and there was seen to be a real shortage of services out there. And I have in previous roles worked out in Selwyn and know that there has been a real shortage. So awesome that that's been noted. So basically the schools out in Selwyn raised this with the council, and this has been the outcome of that. So some of the schools noted was that there was a lack of that alternative education, mental health services, counselling, sexual health services. And so they have been able to support this by having things like alternative ed, Te Tahi Youth, Selwyn Health School and Family Planning, as well as ourselves have obviously got involved in that, like you said. So we've been running some presentations, workshops out there for parents of teens. And in between that, as part of that service, we've also been running a Facebook kind of online webinar for parents to interact with us in between those sessions, which has been really awesome.
Awesome. So are you seeing a good uptake with those webinars?
Yeah, we are. I think it does take a while for things like this to get off the ground as well, hey, and for parents to know that it's there, but yeah, we definitely are seeing a good uptake.
So just thinking about what help there is out there for parents in Christchurch and Selwyn, what are the kind of organisations that you kind of think are would be really helpful for people to know about, or even kind of resources that people, parents, should know about?
Yeah, so thinking about Selwyn specifically, the Selwyn Parenting Network are definitely our friends out there. So they're definitely a place that I would check out if I was out in that way navigating the parenting experience. I would definitely check them out. Another really great place to check out would be the All Right website. So they have a really amazing list of parenting courses throughout Canterbury. So that's kept up to date with kind of what's available. So a really great place to check out if you're needing some more support. Or obviously feel free to reach out to us. We have our, as I said, Parenting at Your Best. All the coaching is another great option if you are needing some support around your parenting.
Wonderful. So how do people get in contact with Real Parents?
Yeah, so a really great place to start would be checking out our website, which is realparents.org. You can kind of fill in a form on there to get in contact with us, or you could email myself or Anna directly. So my email address is kate@realparents.org, or Anna's is anna@realparents.org. So they would be some great ways to get in touch.
And just going back to your website, is a really great resource, because I think you've listed all of the kind of services that you provide, and I note some are free and then some you have a cost for. So is there any kind of I guess gradient of cost, or have you got some resources that are free and some that are expensive? Like, what's the kind of, what should parents expect when they kind of check out the website and think about their budget?
Yeah, so there's loads of just free information on there. I do love our website as well. I think it's a cool place to check out. So yeah, there is a whole load of information just for free on there that you could check out. Some general or some reoccurring issues that we see with parents. So yeah, great place to check out just the general free information. Another really cool part of our website that gets used frequently is called our adventures part of our website. So we talk a lot about play here at Real Parents and spending time with our children. And so if you check out the adventures tab, it breaks down different adventures we can have with our Tamariki. So whether that's at home or it's out and about throughout Canterbury, we kind of trying to get it a little bit further abroad. But yeah, a really great place to check out if you're needing some new play ideas or some new adventure ideas. And then you'll see under what we do within the website, it talks about Incredible Years is obviously free because that's funded by the Ministry of Education, or our coaching and parenting at your best does come with a charge.
Awesome. So there's something for every budget. Yeah, sure. Oh, thank you so much, Kate, for talking with us today. It's been great to hear about your service and all the wonderful information that you've given us. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
So if you'd like to know more about Help for Parents and Families, then check out our community directory, which lists organisations in Christchurch and Selwyn, as well as nationwide. A reminder that this show and all of our shows can be found as a podcast. Just head on over to the Plains FM website. Kia ora, and thank you for listening. Until next time.